Governor Whitmer gives multiple press conference updates a week on the spread of COVID-19 around the state. Even so, we still don't have very clear information surrounding the spread of the virus in nursing homes and other elder care facilities. A reporter actually asked the governor and the state's chief medical officer, Dr. Jonae Khaldoon, about the issue yesterday.
Could you update us on the status of long-term care facility reporting? I know we're transitioning to a new process. Tell us what hasn't been worked and what we can expect.
You see me grabbing my mask because I'm going to hand this over to Dr. J.
Yes, so great question. If you go to our website now, it will say that we are currently updating it, because what has occurred is we are working with our long-term care facilities to make sure we're getting accurate information.
The thing is, this question keeps coming up again and again, and leaders keep saying again and again that they're working on it. Michigan Radio's Will Callen has been looking into COVID-19 in nursing homes, and he joins us now. Hey, Will.
Hey, April.
What data about COVID-19 in nursing homes and other elder care facilities is publicly available right now?
So right now, the only data about long-term care facilities available to the public is for nursing homes. Other long-term care facilities, we don't know anything about at the moment. And for those nursing homes, the state is publishing only active cases in these facilities. So what that means is the number of cases they're counting at a given time. And those numbers are broken down by facility. What active cases means is if a facility has 20 cases one week and then zero the next, and you go to visit the website the next week, you're only going to see that the facility has zero cases. So you can't see how these facilities are changing over time. You can't see whether they're improving with their infection control or getting worse.
I mean, is this the same way other states are tallying the data, just a snapshot on weekly or monthly basis?
So I should be clear in saying the state is definitely collecting more than it's publishing. It's collecting information about deaths and about the availability of personal protective equipment. But no, compared to other states, what it's reporting is pretty scant. Priya Chidambaram is a policy analyst with the Kaiser Family Foundation, and she has been studying what states report about long-term care facilities.
Michigan is an interesting state because they report slightly different data than a lot of states. For one, they are only reporting cases. They have not reported any official state death data. They also only report active cases.
That seems like an important distinction, active cases versus the people who've actually died from COVID-19. What do we know about death rates?
So, again, this isn't being posted online, but the last I heard in speaking with MDHHS is that they represent about 15% of the state's total number of deaths. Deaths at nursing homes do, but they are not confident in that number. They think that it's an undercount.
And we've seen some reporting that it could be deaths in nursing homes account for as much as 30 to 40% of all COVID-related deaths nationally. Well, why is it that the state is not confident in these numbers? Are they explaining why this information hasn't been readily available?
So for deaths, we're told that has to do with the reliability of the data. Some facilities have been reporting cumulative deaths. Others have just been reporting the daily count. And in a lot of those cases, the health department doesn't know which is which. The reason we're getting inconsistent reporting from facilities is because reporting instructions and definitions on these data categories, they haven't been totally clear. You know, I should also note that this isn't information a nursing home would want publicized. You know, it could threaten a facility's ability to attract more paying residents. But these reporting requirements are just that. They're requirements and not suggestions.
So as of a few days ago, not even the numbers that the state was willing to publish were available. The website where this info is posted has been undergoing some kind of change. Do you know when it's going to be back up?
So I don't know exactly when it's going to be a backup. MDHHS, they are changing the reporting requirements. And the reason they're doing so is to fix this confusion around what data needs to be reported and what the definitions for the data categories are. Once the changes are made, Michigan's reporting requirements will more or less line up with new requirements for nursing homes that are coming from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. You know, some examples of that are confirmed cases, suspected cases, deaths, staff shortages, and PPE availability. Again, we don't know how much of this new data Michigan is going to show on its site, but CMS said that it plans to publish facility-specific data on its site coming up.
Will, you've spoken with families who have older relatives in nursing homes. I mean, how are they even getting their information at this point?
Yeah, so some of the people who would find this information the most useful are just those folks, people with loved ones in nursing facilities or people considering placing a loved one in a facility. They do have some resources available to them. There's a website that CMS runs called Nursing Home Compare, where they can find out about a facility's track record. But we know that there have been COVID outbreaks in both poorly and highly rated nursing homes. So to figure out what's going on with COVID at facilities, a lot of families have been relying on staff members to tell them what's happening on the inside.
Which they're probably not supposed to be doing anyway.
Right. Yeah. It's creating a difficult situation for everybody. The families can't be totally confident in the information they're getting, and the staff members are risking their jobs to, you know, get these family members information that they really dearly need. But the problem with that is, you know, you can't be totally confident in even that information. Say there's a facility that doesn't seem like there has been COVID. None of the patients are symptomatic. If there isn't testing happening in the facility, you cannot know that that's true. We know that a lot of nursing home residents who've tested positive for COVID-19 have been asymptomatic. In April, Detroit tested all the residents and staff in their nursing homes. And for the residents, they found that the number of asymptomatic patients was almost as high as the number of symptomatic patients. Kathy Sunland, she's the vice president of regulatory services at the Healthcare Association of Michigan, which is an industry group that represents nursing homes. And she says that MDHHS knows there needs to be testing at all of these facilities.
There's a recognition that testing is required. It's a necessary component in the fight against COVID, because that's really the way that we can identify where the virus is at and isolate it to stop transmission.
Sunland, she's part of a working group at MDHHS, and they're trying to come up with a universal testing strategy for nursing homes, and there are other teams working on a strategy for other long-term care facilities. Again, universal and regular testing is a foundational piece of making this data accurate, because without it, a lot of the task of counting COVID cases is just guesswork.
Michigan Radio's Will Callen. You can read his story about information on COVID infection rate at nursing homes at michiganradio.org. Will, thanks.
Thanks, April.